Oh.
Hello, Sandy?
Yes?
Hi, Sandy. It's Kendra calling from Radio Shack. How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Great, great. I was just calling about the return you made the other day with the DVI to HDMI cord.
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering if I could inquire exactly what the reason was for the return.
You know what? I didn't need it.
Oh, why'd you buy it then?
The package wasn't even open. And
well,
what
why
we
did
did
you buy it if you didn't need it? That seems kind of silly. Wasting your time as well as ours.
Well, what's silly is that you're calling about a cheap part.
Do you realize it's customers like you, Sandy. We're closing more than half of our stores in North America. And if people didn't go out and make meaningless purchases that they later had to return, you know,
are you kidding
wasting
me?
Our
Listen
time.
To me. We had an old TV. We bought a Blu-ray player, mm-hmm. and we needed that connection.
Well, why haven't you upgraded to like a flat-screen LCD monitor? Why do you still have a hobo TV?
Hey, hi, this is Sandy. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you. Right. Thanks.
Hello, Sandy. This is Roy from the Radio Shack. I just wanted to apologize for my employee's conduct earlier. I guess she talked to you and I heard the phone call. I couldn't believe she was like that. I just wanted to give you a sincere apology about that. Kendra.
I said I was sorry.
Kendra, get over here. Get it.
I said
get
I was
over.
Sorry.
Okay, Kendra, come here. Come here.
I said sorry.
No, no, you do not talk to customers like that.
Ow! Why did you hit me? Ow! I said
now,
I was
now go,
sorry.
Go, get out. Out of the store. Out.
I quit.
Get out. No, no. You're fired.
You can't
get
fire
out.
Me for that.
Get the fuck out, Kendra.
Fuck Radio Shack.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 Calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's show. I'm RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. And today is May 23rd, 2016. Today is going to be quite possibly the best show you've ever heard, thanks to Stalin Without the Charm, who is today's sponsor. Thank you, Mr. Without the Charm, for being a longtime supporter and BFF of the PLA. Guess what, everyone? We got nominated for the podcast awards in the comedy section at podcastawards.com. And I don't know if the order means anything. You know, there's 10 of us nominated, and I'm the last one on the list. So I don't know if that means I barely made it or what. The first person on the list is Distorted View. I know a lot of my listeners listen to Distorted View, but he's on there, and we're going to take that motherfucker down. Fucking Tim, who does he think he is? We're also up there with Gilbert Gottfried and his amazing Colossal podcast, which I've actually listened to quite a few times. I'm a subscriber to his podcast for some reason. And then there's a bunch of other things that I've sort of heard of, but I've never really listened to. But that's cool, I think. I'm not really sure. I don't know much about the podcast awards. I know that I had to pay $10 to be a nominee, and that seems a little sketchy to me. I've had other people email me and tell me that the whole thing is just a big scam. One person told me that to vote for a podcast, you have to pay money. And I don't know if that's true. I've never voted for anything on the podcast awards. But if they try to make you pay money, please do not vote for the Snowplow Show, because that would be stupid, and nobody should do that. I don't care that much about these award things. But if the podcastawards.com thing isn't a bunch of shysters and snake oil salesmen, then I would encourage everyone to go and vote at the end of this month at podcastawards.com. Just, you know, don't get taken or anything, because I don't care about this thing. You know, probably the only people that care about the podcast awards are podcasters. I can't imagine, like, a normal person who doesn't do a podcast being into the podcast awards. It's kind of like where a bunch of people are into the Battle of the Bands. Nobody's going to come to that. It's just going to be the other band members. Or, you know, improv comedy, where it's just other comedians in the audience. maybe a few girlfriends of the comedians or family members. That's what this whole thing reminds me of, and that's probably a horrible thing to say, especially after, you know, they put me in the nominees. But then again, I did have to pay them $10 for that, so I don't know. But, you know, if it's free, go over there next week and vote for the Snowplow Show. Maybe we'll get another 10 listeners who are all podcasters, probably. Anyway, let's get started with today's show. This is a live show that I did earlier today, and it was pretty fun, so here it is. All right, someone in the chat room, they wanted to do a Facebook mob. D'Angelo, he's trying to sabotage the show by asking for a Facebook mob at the very last minute. What an asshole. I only have one, like, I have a list of Facebook mob, you know, potential Facebook mob places, and the only one I have right now looks kind of boring. Somebody sent it to me. No offense, person who sent this to me. It's just, you know, there's 1,200 people that like it, and they post semi-regularly. May 20th was their last post, but nobody comments. They just have a few likes. 4 likes, 2 likes, 3 likes. Gotta do one that's sort of active. But fuck it, you know, this is all I have, so I'm gonna post it in the chat room. If anyone wants to post some wacky comments or some wacky reviews, 5-star reviews, please, no 1-star reviews. We want to be nice, we want to weird them out, maybe piss them off, but we don't want to fuck with their rating, you know? We want to help their rating. We want to give them 5 stars. That's the least we can do if we're gonna be jerks. This place is called Sandbar on the Beach. It's a restaurant of some sort. No idea where. Oh, there it is. It's in Ontario. Oh, it's Canadian. They're not going to get mad. They're Canadian. This one is from CarbonSys18. It's a restaurant that is on the shores of Lake Erie in Canada. Sandbar on the Beach. So look up Sandbar on the Beach. Or, you know, just look in the chat room. I posted it in the chat room on YouTube. If you don't know where the chat room is, by the way, go to phoneloser.org/live. There's a YouTube video that's live right now. And you have to click on that video and get off of Phone Losers and go to the YouTubes. And you'll see a chat room on there if you're wondering where the chat room is. A lot of people are asking me, where's the chat room? And basically, there's no chat room anymore. It's just the YouTube thing during live shows. Even though some people will stay in the YouTube chat room for days after a show ends, myself included. We're also broadcasting on Shoutcast today, and I don't understand the Shoutcast, because I looked at the Shoutcast this morning, there's 37 people listening this morning. So I turned it on, I went live, and I said, hey everyone, this is RB, today is May 23rd, 2016, I'm getting ready to do a live show, so just stay tuned. And I know the people don't want to listen to music, so I played prank calls. I played a YouTube video for you guys. But even though I did that, there are now 8 listeners on the Shoutcast. I lost almost 30 listeners by going live on the Shoutcast. So you're welcome, Shoutcast, for doing that. I don't understand why that happens. It's weird. But that's what happens. Bakery in the YouTube chat room, he wants to know where the chat room is. If someone in the chat room could help him out, that would be great. What we're going to do today is we're going to harass old people, because that's always fun, and what could go wrong? This is a list that was sent to me by a listener. It was sent to me by 2077 guy, or 2077 guy. He says, hey RB, before I get started, I just have to say that Pepsi rules, and Coke sucks a big, mean, black, herpes-infected dick. This is from May 9th, by the way, this email, the submission is from May 9th. So, you know, we were doing the whole Pepsi versus Coke thing back then. He says, now that that's out of the way, I have a phone directory of a bridge playing club called the Lake County Bridge Club. It's bridge, and it's in Florida, so you'll be calling mostly old people. Happy pranking, love, 2077 guy. And this bridge club, they have a website which looks, pretty much everything about it is 90s. It looks like a website from the 90s. It's got the 90s clip art, pixelated clip art with non-transparent backgrounds. very nice, easy on the eyes, cream-colored background on the page. And I don't think this phone directory is supposed to be public. I looked around on their page, and I did not see a public phone directory on their page. I think this is a hidden page. But, of course, Google knows where it is. And that's probably how 2077 guy found it. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to call Bridge Club members. And who knows where that's going to go. It's going to be up to the chat room. I think I said in the last show that I'm going to consider all of you chat room people producers from now on, because you're giving me all the numbers. You're giving me all the ideas. Basically, you making the prank calls, not me. I don't even need to be here. I'm useless. I came to that realization last week. So here we go. We're going to call this first one. You know, maybe this page is from the 90s, and maybe these are all 90s phone numbers, and, you know, maybe maybe they're all just going to be disconnected. I don't think so, though, because it's a newer area code. It's not a 90s area code. It's one of those newer ones. It's fancy new area codes. So here it goes. I am calling. My caller ID is set to... that reminds me. Okay, give me a second. My caller ID is set to the Bridge Club main phone number, whatever that is on this list. Tell them that they're being kicked out of the Bridge Club for taking upskirt pictures of the ladies under the table. That's from Anonymatron. Let's call the first number. Whenever a number is disconnected, these are bridge playing people in Florida. If their number is disconnected, they are most likely dead. So we're going to need to do a moment of silence for each disconnected number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
The Ackley resident.
All right, she's not dead. I remember, what was it, when we were doing curling in Canada, someone in the chat room told me to tell them we were betting big on the game, and we needed them to throw the game, like in the fourth match. I think I'm going to do that. I tell someone to throw the game, and they'll make $1,000. By the way, I don't know what bridge is. No idea what bridge is. I know it's a card game. I know that in old 60s TV shows, the women would go play in bridge on bridge night. That's pretty much all I know. They play bridge and they talk. They have conversations.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Bean?
Yeah?
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Yes?
We haven't seen you there in a while. What's going on?
Oh, I don't have a partner.
I'll be your partner. If you know what I mean.
Huh? Come on now.
No, I'm just kidding. You should come to the Bridge Club. I have a proposition for you.
Uh-huh.
If you could come and play a game... And then in the third round of bridge, you throw the game. You lose on purpose. And if you can do that, I'm going to place a bet, and I'll be able to split it with you. You'll make about $750 in one night.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. It's foolproof. You can't all lose.
Right.
You can't lose, ma'am.
You're all right. Nope. Okay, bye.
Come on, Mrs. Bean. I need your help. You're the only one that can help me. Took her a long time to hang up.
Oh.
Hi, Mrs. Bergeron.
Uh-huh.
It's David from the Bridge Club.
Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm hanging in.
That's
trying,
good.
Anyway.
That's great. Good to hear it.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember Harold from the Bridge Club?
Uh-huh.
Harold, yeah, we had to kick him out because he was taking upskirt photos of the ladies under the table.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I know what a dick.
What is there with that?
I don't know, but all I know is I've had enough of Harold. And I'm glad we had an excuse to get rid of him.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep.
That's good.
So
he gave you a lot of problems, huh?
Yeah, well, I just didn't like him. He's giving me snake eyes all the time. And
yeah.
So when's the last time you were at a bridge game?
Oh, about 3 months ago.
Oh, why don't you come anymore?
Because my husband is ill, and I have to take care of him.
Oh, that's great. Hey, I was wondering if... I'm sorry to hear that, by the way.
Yeah.
But at least your husband's not Harold, right? He's not going around taking upskirt photos.
No, we're not.
You got to look at the bright side.
That's right. Yep. Whenever you see people in the doctor's offices, we take our problems and go home.
That's true, yep.
There's a lot of people that are a lot worse off than he is.
That's true. Anyway, I was wondering if you come to a bridge game, like maybe next week or something, like, do you think, like I'm going to place a really large bet and I'm going to make a lot of money but only if you throw the game. So you have to lose on purpose.
No, honey, I won't be there next week. I'm sorry, between doctor appointments and just bathing him and taking care of him.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to be there, dear.
Oh, darn it. I mean, you could make like $1,800 in one night.
Yeah.
I
can't do it.
I got loan shark money and everything.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Okay. Well, I just thought I would ask. I guess I'll call Mrs. Bloom then.
Okay.
Honey. Okay. But look, don't worry if you come back to Bridge, because Harold's gone. And he won't be giving you any more problems.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good day. Bye, honey.
What?
I said I hope you have a nice day.
Oh, thanks, hon.
Bye, God honey, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is going to go badly, I can tell. Damn old people having problems and stuff. This whole show is just going to be me having conversations with old people. If that's not what you were expecting, I don't know what to tell you. That's what today's show is. I'm just going to talk to old people.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Bloom?
Hello?
Mrs. Bloom?
Yes?
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Oh.
You know, the Bridge
Club. Okay.
Yeah, you haven't been here in a while.
You mean, no, I haven't. I don't have a partner.
Oh, I'll be your partner. Wink, wink.
You will, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yep. If you know what I mean.
Do you play, what do you play?
Bridge.
Well, what kind of, you know, what convention?
Oh, there's different kinds of bridge. I didn't know that.
Oh, come on.
No, I didn't. I barely even know what bridge is. I know they play it on the 60s TV shows on bridge night. Yeah.
Here on Monday nights?
Well, I'm one of the directors. I'm the club manager. Yeah. This is David. But I don't really know how to play bridge. I don't know what it is. Is it kind of like rummy?
Stop it. You're so silly.
Well, I'm not sure.
You try to get a partner who, I don't even know what you're talking about. I used to play with a person in Buffalo.
Oh, that guy.
He really was wonderful and helped me and taught me so many conventions. And
do you remember Harold?
Harold?
Yeah, Harold from the Bridge Club.
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
are you talking Buffalo or are you talking Florida?
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, Buffalo. Those are a bunch of outsiders.
There once, and I played with Gail. I played with Gail.
That's gross.
Oh, what is her last name?
Yeah, I know Gail.
I guess you guys would know her. Gail.
Gail?
And then she moved.
Yeah, Gail Brickle.
Gail Brickle. That's all I did in the beginning. Last year I played twice, and then I didn't play.
So
I haven't been playing. I've been reading some, but I haven't. And now I'm very busy. I'm moving. So, I mean, and I didn't even... Someone there, they had written down and said that they'd call or whatever, but then they didn't. So I haven't really played. And I'd have to really brush up on everything because I...
Yeah. Well, I've got...
conventions that I play.
Oh, my God. I've got a deal you can't refuse.
I played with him. He's really good.
Oh my God.
He plays in all the tournaments all over the United States. I mean, he goes. He's not like those people in the books, but
yeah,
he's very good.
Yeah,
players in Buffalo.
We just had regionals recently.
Yeah, I know. I got notified from Buffalo. I know he plays in that. Oh
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Jerry plays in that.
Anyway,
Jerry Geiger.
So I was thinking, I'm going to play some bets on the bridge game next week. And if you were to come and play a game of bridge, And then, maybe throw the game at the very end. Like, make it look like you're going to win, but then at the end you just lose. We could make some money together.
I'm not doing that.
Oh, come on. I'm telling you, we can make like $800 each in one night.
This is going to be some scammer joke.
No, I'm not a scammer. This is David. I'm the bridge. I'm the bridge club director.
Oh, you would not be saying that.
No, I got some money.
You would not.
Look, I owe.
No, that's ridiculous.
I owe a loan shark some money.
You never call me. There's no reason that you'd be calling me. I've never played with you. We don't even know if we play together well. I don't even know what conventions you play. I mean, this is a joke. Who are you?
Listen,
I got to go. I got to go. David, I got to go.
You're asking me questions and you're not letting me talk. What?
I'm not playing for anyone.
You're not letting me respond. I owe a lot of money to a loan shark.
Well, that's your problem. I got to go
but
now. Okay.
Me and you, I'll split it 50-50. Come on. This is Bloom. Yeah, she has a Buffalo phone number, so I guess she's an outsider. Somebody said, and I forget who said it, but they want me to call them as a psychic medium trying to help them play bridge with each other beyond the grave. That should be fun since I don't know what bridge is.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
Oh.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time. Thank you.
And you know what sucks? Besides that this lady's dead now, is that Plain Taps, it's probably going to set off YouTube copyright alarms and they're going to throw me off and I'm going to stop playing Taps. All right. Oh, there we go. Jody Antichrist wants me to say Bridge Night's been changed to Strip Poker Night.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Borky?
Yes?
Hey there, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Yeah?
You know, the Bridge Club, and I was wondering, you haven't been there in a while. Are you planning on coming back to the Bridge Club?
What do you mean?
You know, the Bridge...
I don't play.
Oh,
My husband plays. My husband's name is Weir Bork.
That's the guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's he at?
I think he's there now.
He's in jail?
No, he's there playing today.
What did he go to jail for?
What do you mean jail?
I
said that they are in Bridge Club.
Yeah. I know we have Bridge Club right now. He's here? I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, he's there.
Well, today isn't Bridge Club. Today's Strip Poker Night.
It's a 1 o'clock, 1:30, 1:15 afternoon game.
Right. Yeah, it's the 1 p.m. Strip Poker game. We don't have bridge today. We have strip poker. You know?
I don't understand this. Oh. He went there to play.
Okay, well, I'll try and find him here then.
Who's calling?
This is David from the Bridge Club. He's supposed to be here. I mean, he's here. Oh, look at that. I see him across the room. What a relief.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I was getting ready to say I was pissed because he never showed up. But then, I don't know, I'd probably send her into a panic. Just think her husband's missing. Go out and search for him. Search party gets created. We don't want to do all that. It's a lot of work. No Gloria. Bad Gloria. So somebody please hit Gloria on the nose with the newspaper.
Hello?
Tell her no. Hello, Mrs. Brewer?
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Brewer?
Yes.
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. So tonight we're doing a special Bridge Club thing. Can you make it tonight?
No. How desperate are you?
Well, we're going to be doing strip poker, but instead of poker, it's going to be bridge. It's going to be strip bridge.
Yeah.
We're all going to get...
Well, I tell you why, David. I live in DeLand, so it's about a 45-minute drive over here.
Oh, my God.
And that's why I wanted to know how desperate it is. Now, you're starting at 6:30 or 6 o'clock?
We're doing 6:30 tonight. But and you're going to have to dress sexy, and we're going to do strip bridge.
I know.
We're going to take off. We're going to strip down to our knickers.
If you are really desperate, call me at 5:30.
Okay, I'll call you at 5:30.
But only... How's that? Because it takes me 45 minutes to get there.
Okay, all right.
And I really don't want to do it. I'd rather play during the daytime. But if you're really desperate and you have to have me, I can get over there. But I really don't want to do it, to be honest with you.
Well, maybe we don't want you here with that attitude.
No, it's not that. I don't like driving at night.
Yeah, but it's worth it because you get to strip off all your clothes during bridge.
I know. My husband wouldn't mind one way or the other if I stripped all my clothes and went out there in the subdivision. Let me be honest with you. He could care less.
Yeah.
But what he would care is I'd be driving back at night.
Oh, that's true.
And I really don't really want to drive at
night. Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah, maybe we should find someone closer then.
Yeah, see if you can find somebody closer.
Okay.
That.
All right.
You know, if you're down to you got to have a fourth, give me a call.
Okay. All right. That sounds great.
Okay, then.
Well, you have a nice
Bye-bye.
Day. Bye,
Bye-bye.
Honey baby. Sweet tits.
Bye-bye.
I do not know what to think of that one. That is just weird. Okay. Wow. She knew what I was talking about. She knew I was talking about stripping all your clothes off. So, yeah, no problem. I'll come there and strip all my clothes off if you want me to. Apparently people are really loose in retirement communities. Remember that, everyone. It's going to be awesome when you're old. You're going to get so much tail. Maybe they really have strip bridge. She didn't seem surprised by it. Thanks, Jody Antichrist, for the strip poker idea. Nope.
Hello?
Hi. Is Eileen there?
Who?
Eileen.
What? Eileen over You Kiss My Ass?
That's the one. No, it's about poker night.
Oh.
She's doing poker.
Well, you know, in Japanese, that's Irene.
That was a good one, I think. I assume. Probably.
Anyway.
So there's no Eileen there.
No, there's no Eileen here. I was just making a joke. I thought it was somebody I knew.
Oh, no, that's my mother, and she's very sick, and I'm very worried about her. So you're basically being kind of a dick face right now.
Well, yeah, you're right. Could I ask who's calling? This is Don Jarrett. I thought you were Billy Nyhan, a friend of mine I was goofing around with.
Oh, your face is a Billy Nyhan, motherfucker.
Yeah?
That's right.
Well, now, I don't know where you are. Okay.
Look, all I know Tell is, me. All I know, hey, shut up. All I know is you're going to hang up the phone right now. Hang it up.
And if I don't, why don't you tell me where you are?
No, don't worry about where I am. Just hang up the fucking phone.
Or
we'll just sit here. Because I'm not hanging up. You're going to hang up.
Well, when I hang up, I'm going to find out what number it is you are that you called and who you are.
Well, you know, it's on your caller ID.
It's very
it's right
obvious.
There.
It's quite obvious that you don't want to let me know where you are. That's very wise of you.
Oh, why? Is that a threat?
No threat.
Okay, well, why don't you stop threatening me?
Have you ever had a mud hole stump where your asshole used to be?
Oh, that's a Curtis Lee Jones thing. I've heard all about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yep. Anyway, hang up the phone. He hung up. I wasn't touching it. I didn't hang up. He hung up. I win. I am the winner. Ding, ding, ding. I win the prize. You gotta admit, he had a pretty good joke there. I lean over and kiss my ass, or whatever he said. I was impressed with that. That was a good one. That was some very quick thinking. All right, next, we're calling JJ.
Hello.
Hey there, is this JJ?
Yes.
Hey, JJ, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Okay.
How you doing today?
Oh, fair, I guess.
That's great. Hey, I was just wanting to let you know that this week for the Bridge Night, you know, we're instead of regular...
I didn't hear you. You're breaking up.
I'm breaking up, shit. For Bridge Night, you know, Bridge?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be...
Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, tomorrow night we're going to be doing a strip bridge. So you're going to have to... We're going to be taking off our clothes. Only if you lose, though. If you lose, you have to take off your clothes.
Only what?
You have to... we're doing strip... It's like strip poker, where you take off your clothes if you lose. But we're going to be doing that with bridge. So I just need to let everyone know that's showing up that we're going to be doing a new game. It's just like Bridge.
I'm not hearing what you're saying.
It's just like Bridge, but you're going to take off your clothes tomorrow night.
Take my clothes off?
Yeah, it's strip. It's a game. We're doing strip Bridge.
What are you trying to sell?
I'm not selling anything. I'm from the Bridge Club. I'm just saying we're going to be taking off our clothes tomorrow night.
I don't know. What do you want to take your clothes off for?
We're all going to take our clothes off. It's for strip bridge night. It's like strip poker, only bridge.
Well, I don't play on Tuesday nights anyway.
Why not? What else you got to do?
Because I'm busy.
What are you doing? What are you busy doing?
I don't think that's any of your business.
Well, why'd you bring it up then? You're the one that brought it up.
Well, I can't play on Tuesday night.
What night can you play?
All right.
What night can you play? Hello? He's not very open to taking off his clothes in front of a room of people for some reason. Don't understand.
Jane Carasone.
At the tone.
Why can't she make her own voicemail message? That's weird. I always think it's weird when the female... You know, when a wife makes a voicemail message for a husband, that's a little weird. But I think that may have been the first one where I heard the husband make one for the wife. And that's even weirder. The weird part is that they still use voicemail. That's what I'm saying.
Hello?
Hi, Larry?
Just a second, please.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello, Larry?
Yeah.
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
David, yeah, okay.
Yeah, from the Bridge Club. Hey, do you remember Chad from the Bridge Club?
Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
No, I don't. Is this David?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, it didn't sound like you on the telephone.
Yeah, you know phones. They add 10 pounds. That's what they say, I think.
Chad. I don't remember Chad.
Well, anyway, it's probably not important. He's dead. But we've been experimenting here at the Bridge Club with Ouija boards. And we've got Chad kind of on the line, through the Ouija board. And he wants to play Bridge from Beyond the Grave. And are you going to be here tomorrow night for Bridge?
No, I won't.
You're going to get to interact with a ghost if you come tomorrow night.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. We've set up a Ouija board and the Bridge cards.
Well, why don't you play with them, Dave?
Well, hey, don't be a fucking smartass, Larry. I'm just trying to offer to let you come out and experience, you know, the craziest event of your life. Chad's going to be
not tonight.
Playing from beyond the grave.
Yeah.
What are you doing that's so important tomorrow night?
Excuse me?
What are you doing that's so important tomorrow night?
Well, I'm not going out there and play with a Ouija board. Let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a...
I'm going to hang up. I think you're full of baloney, whoever you are.
Well, I think you have a shitty attitude. Maybe put your wife back on. Okay. I think... No, I'm not going to try and say that he killed Chad. That's not nice, chat room. Hello, Snowplow Show listeners. Pre-recorded RBCP here. We're taking a break from the live show. to bring you voicemails, because everyone loves the voicemails. That's everyone's favorite part of the show. But before we get started with the voicemails, have you supported the Snowplow Show today? Why the fuck not? What's wrong with you? How dare you listen to this show for free without paying for it, you damn hobos. But it's okay, I forgive you, and, you know, if you want to make it right, there are several ways that you can support the show. The best way is to go to phonelosers.org/cactus and sign up for the Elite Cactus Squad. That'll give you access to all three of the secret shows I've done over the past few years. Or is it two? I don't know. It's a really embarrassing amount of secret shows that I've done. Why don't I do more secret shows? I don't know, but the good news is you also get the videos of the shows when I do live shows, and there is video. I post those on phonelosers.org and on Patreon. That's the other thing, patreon.com/phonelosers. Go there and give all of your money to the Snowplow Show, and hopefully, if things go well, then more shows will happen. And really, if you don't want to support the show, that's fine, but you are required to share the show on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Share the shows with your friends and family. It probably won't work. You'll probably just end up alienating yourself, but it's worth a try to help promote my show. So please do that. Damn it.
Hey, Redbox, this is AT&T Star from Portland, Oregon, calling us 1979 Model 2500 Red Western Electric phone. And I'd like to say I love your show. Thank you very much. Cactus, cactus.
Ooh, a Western Electric phone. Does it sound like this whenever you hang it up? I'm pretty sure that's the sound it made whenever he ended his voicemail.
Hey, Brad, it's Gilbert again. I'm just calling here. I'm just lying in bed right now, you know, just looking up at the stars because some bastard took my roof. Now
that.
I can see the night sky. But I'm just calling because I had a funny-ass prank idea. What you should do is you should get numbers from a veterinary clinic or wherever they're called.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
You bring your dying snake and stuff like that. Get numbers to people who are boarding their pets there.
I wonder if that's illegal to get, customer numbers from a vet. Would that fall under the HIPAA Act? Or is that a whole different thing? I should do that. I can tell people their pets are about to die. That'll be great.
Letting them stay there over a couple of weeks. What you should do is you should call the people that have those pets. You should say that their animal has been involved in a fight and that they were the instigator. And then when they're all worked up, you should say that it's actually just you fighting your coworker, but the dog got in the middle of it. And that would make me LOL.
Okay.
If you don't do that, then I hate you. I love you.
Okay. I'm going to keep that in mind. I could say that their dog jumped in and tried to break up the fight. The dog was the voice of reason, but maybe he shouldn't stick his nose where it doesn't belong.
Hey, Arby, it's Beerfuck. Hey, just a quick story about how you made me almost shit my pants the other day. I was playing some video games and listening to the Snowplow Show in the background, and I had to take a shit. And I'm like, you know what? I can wait 5 more minutes till I get to the next save point. And then on their show, you had called some guy, and he kind of just hung up in your face. So you called him right back, and I know it's not even really that funny, but he said to him, hello, this is somebody completely different this time. It's just so stupid, it's funny. Anyway, that may be about fucking...
I stole that from Laugh Track Matt, or maybe Zach's, I don't know, but they stole it from The Simpsons.
Use my shit, literally. I started turtling, I had to drop the controller and duck walk to the bathrooms, and thankfully everything worked out, no accidents were had, but...
Sure.
Yeah, thanks for almost making me shit my pants, and... Thanks for all your entertainment over the years, so keep it up, brother. Take care.
You're welcome. I wish you had shit your pants. That would have been a lot funnier, but whatever. I'm glad you made it, I guess.
Hey, Brad. That motherfucker that called and said he was the real Olga, full of shit.
What?
That guy is Leonardo, and he's a fucking motherfucker.
What? I just don't know who to believe anymore. Next time I see Olga, I'm probably just going to punch her in the face, just to be safe.
Hey, Roy, I just wanted to let you know, big fan. One thing I do want you to try to do is get the calls of mass confusion to get people, call people and complain to them, like from Walmart Portrait Studio, how you used to do, and then when they say, I'm coming up there right now, that's when the recording should start, or I guess a part of the show should be the people coming in there to complain and look for the employee that you impersonated to be.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would be fun. That's a good idea. I've actually considered doing that before. But it's kind of hard to say, like, how many of those people are full of shit. Maybe they're just all talk on the phone. They don't really show up at Walmart. But I'm sure some of them do. So we ought to give it a try sometime. Maybe G-Ad can just hang out near the customer service counter at Walmart for an entire day and wait for people to come in and yell. If there are any Walmart managers out there who would just like to, carry a camera and videotape while people yell at you, that would be nice. Just get in touch with me and we'll set something up. For those of you who don't know what Calls of Mass Confusion is, I should probably just kind of remind people, because I know I get new listeners every once in a while. So, Calls of Mass Confusion, it's prank calls with video. I make prank phone calls, and then Jihad, him, and a friend will be, wherever I made the prank call to, with hidden cameras, and they get reactions on video. We've done some pretty amazing stuff so far, and you can find that by searching Calls of Mass Confusion on YouTube. Also, just this past week, we set up a Calls of Mass Confusion Facebook page. You can find that by going to facebook.com/callsofmassconfusion. And me and Jihad, we've been talking about it. We think we need to try and get you guys in on the brainstorming process of trying to get good ideas for Calls of Mass Confusion. So maybe we can use the Facebook page to organize or do some polls or some corporate roundtable discussions or something. I don't know. Maybe vote on what sort of dangerous situation to send Jihad into. Join the Facebook page, though, and maybe we'll talk about ideas for Calls of Mass Confusion together. Facebook.com/callsofmassconfusion.
So I'm on my way home from Nevada right now, and I'm actually in Albany.
Not Albany. It's Albany, you big dummy.
I'm at the gas station, and you motherfuckers have A&W here, and I'm jealous.
I know which gas station you're at now.
Back where I'm from, down in Washington, they're all extinct. We don't have them.
Yeah.
Or at least in the general area where I live.
It's probably
so
because...
Fuck you. Okay, bye.
A&W sucks. Who goes there? Who eats there? What do they even serve there besides root beer? I hope you got food poisoning from your damn A&W meal, you damn stalker. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. That was not very nice at all.
Crying. I was crying.
Okay.
That last episode, you were fucking with the teachers again. I think you were trying to get a hold of some lady, and you had to talk to the transfer operator. Funny as shit, man.
Ah, the deaf lady.
If you could just get numbers just to fuck with transfer operators like you did, and they're having to, like, you know.
They can be fun.
Whatever you're saying for the message or whatnot. That was fucking great. Fucking hilarious. Do it more.
Thanks.
And, okay, you can hang up the fucking phone now.
No, you hang up.
Hang up the fucking phone.
No, you hang up.
Fuck!
So there's an entire show of me screwing with deaf relay operators on the old PLA radio show. I don't know which episode it is, but if you go to phonelosers.org/radio and look for the Deaf Relay Operators episode, you can listen to an entire 30 minutes of me screwing with those Deaf Relay Operators.
Brad Carter, I just had a baby, and
what?
We are naming it after you.
You have a deep voice, ma'am.
Naming it Roy. I just thought you should know you are the godfather.
Yay.
Also, we should prank call North Korea. I think that would be hilarious. And, yeah, we found the baby in a ditch. He just thought we'd name it after you. All right, bye.
That's great. Thanks for naming a baby after me. My lawyers will be in touch, because that name is copyrighted.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
What the fuck, man? How you doing? Love your shit.
Super.
Love your show. Why don't you do the phone show anymore, though?
Not as much as you love that show that you've got blaring in the background while you leave your voicemail, right?
Somewhere. You have a show where, you collaborate with other people, because pretty much by yourself, you're kind of boring.
What?
But I love your shit.
What? Well, you and I, we're collaborating right now with this voicemail, so that's why everyone likes the voicemail section the best, because we're all collaborating and talking with each other. That's the only thing that keeps this show going, is the voicemail section. But I'm sorry, you guys, the voicemails have got to come to an end, so we can play some more live pranks to Bridge Club members. So here's the rest of the live show from today. Okay, Facebook mobbing. I'm going to do this real quick. If you'd like to read along, here's the link in the chat room. It's the Sandbar on the Beach Facebook page. And there are a lot of comments on the first... on the first post from May 20th. Live music, food, and drink all weekend long tonight. Josh Fabe is live. Anyway, comments. Josh Fabe was awesome. The Cactus sing-along was great, and the whole performance was great until he tried to crowd surf and ended up on the floor. That's from Corey. And then Pete says, Victoria was a bitch. She never returned my phone calls. Is Victoria another performer there? I don't know. That's pretty much it. I'm sure there's reviews. Let's read the reviews. The 5-star reviews that you people have left. Gil says, "Well, the cactus arrangements are breathtaking, along with the hobo-colored table mats. Sorry to say I was a little weirded out by the elementary school swimsuit contest picks that were given to each table to vote on that day. I also shouldn't have to say cactus twice to a waiter to find out where the bathroom is, which is what they call for." Oh, okay. "Atmosphere gets this place 5 stars, though." Thank you, Gil, for the 5 stars. Most recent. That's what I want to click on. Pete says, "There was a hobo near the restaurant who told me he was an employee. Naturally, I followed him, but it turns out he didn't work there and wanted me to suck his penis. Keep in mind, I only found out he wasn't an employee after performing the act, and I wouldn't have done it if I wasn't promised his employee discount. However, the real staff at this place didn't believe me and billed me full price." Wow, that's horrible. Oh, geez, there's a lot of these. Okay, well, not a lot. It's okay, it's all right. 5 stars by far is what Buster Casey says. "Awesome cactus and Roy bacon burgers and margaritas. They always treat me well, even though I'm black. You know how Canadians can be. And the glory holes are at just the right height so I can stay occupied while I'm dropping a deuce. Love this place." Roy Gerbil says, "I came in about 4 or 5 days ago. I was a little bit fucked up on the cacti juice. Out of the blue, RBCP jumped out during the naked man. Then he came over and started playing bridge and jumped off a bridge into a pool of Kevin Mitnick's semen. That semen tasted very good, more tastier than Channel Africa hackers. I was very confused, so I wrote LOL, Doge, Dog, you know, whatever that word is, on my penis and got it sucked by Mildred Monday." Okay, that was weird. Roy Gerbil, you're not welcome to leave comments anymore. I don't like your comments. I don't like your reviews. "Glory Hole attendant was quick to offer a helping hand, and the fresh squeezed cactus mojito was quite tasty. Waitress was friendly despite wearing booty shorts and needing a shave and a haircut, if you know what I'm saying. Come for the cactus bar, stay for the glory hole." That's Alan's review. Thank you, everyone, for doing 5 stars. That's very nice of you. We upped their rating while being wacky. Okay. That's enough of that. Let's call a few more numbers. I have 15 minutes, and then I'm out of here. Any ideas? I basically have 3 ideas written down. They're playing for Social Security benefits. I like that idea. Tell them to bring their Social Security check with them. Tibet.
Hello.
Hello, Ed?
Yeah.
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Yes.
And are you going to be at the Bridge game tomorrow?
Dave, I haven't played the last year or so because I had some spells there where my sugar got too low.
Oh, you don't have to bite my head off.
I told Jerry that I wasn't going to be coming back on a regular basis anymore. I'm just afraid some kid's going to step off the curb and I'm going to be in one of those spells, and it's 23 miles one way from here to there.
Oh, well, just get one of those self-driving cars. You know they have self-driving cars now.
Yeah, you can get one for $400,000.
No, you just get on your Uber app on your phone. They're all self-driving now. Just take a self-driving car. It's okay.
I can't play bridge anymore because my diabetes has affected me too much. But thanks for calling.
Well, I mean, I already shot down your first excuse. It doesn't sound like you have a good excuse anymore.
No, I haven't played in the last couple of years.
I know, but hey, tomorrow night, though, we're playing for Social Security benefits. So is what you do is you bring your Social Security check, and you might win 10 Social Security checks.
Yeah, I got to go now. Thank you.
But you could win so much money. Come on, Ed. He hung up, right? Are you still there, Ed? Yeah, he's gone. 10% goes to Jesus, whether he wins or not. That's a good deal. Mr. Person with way too long of a name. I'm not going to pronounce all that. Name's longer than your comment. Fuck that shit. Nobody got time for that. Who do you think you are wanting me to say your name?
Hello?
Hi, Joellen?
Hello?
Hi, Joellen?
Yes.
Hey, it's yes. It's David from the Bridge Club.
Yeah.
And are you going to be at the Bridge game tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
Oh, darn it. We need more people to play. Tomorrow night we're playing for our Social Security checks. So,
I beg your pardon?
We're betting our Social Security checks. We're doing illegal betting now. So you bring your Social Security check, and if you win, you win like, 10 Social Security checks.
Well, it sounds very intriguing, but I'm back in Kentucky for the summer, so.
Ah, shit, fuck. Are you coming back, like, after the summer? That made her hang up. Duck Hunt Pro says he was a bridge player till he took a card to the knee. Oh, Zane says we should move the bridge game to the local strip club.
Hello, David.
Hey there, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hey, I needed to let you know there have been complaints about you from the Bridge Club. From other from other members.
Yes.
They say you need to stop dressing like a clown.
Dressing like a clown?
Yeah, because there's too many colors. And we organize the teams by colors now, by what they're wearing, and you're dressing up like a clown. And that messes up the whole system.
Okay.
Yep.
What am I supposed to wear?
Anything that's not a clown suit.
I didn't know that the Bridge Club had that kind of going on, but...
No, I don't know how you could not know that if you're the one doing it. So, also...
I don't know what I'm wearing that's a clown suit.
You know, a clown suit. You've been wearing, like, a rainbow wig and putting white all over your face and a red nose, a honky nose.
Have not.
Yes, you have. We have... It's on the security cameras. So, are you going to be at the bridge game tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
That's great. Tomorrow night, we're betting. We're doing bets. And if you bring your...
Not tomorrow night.
What do you mean, not tomorrow night?
I'll be at the bridge game tomorrow morning.
Well, that's what I mean. Night is my morning, you know, because of my sleep schedule.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, bring your Social Security check with you, and everyone's going to bring theirs, and we're going to bet them.
I don't get a check. It's a direct deposit.
Well, just write a personal check then for the same amount. It's good enough.
No, not at all.
We're also doing a strip poker. But it's like strip bridge, so you're going to be getting naked tomorrow.
Not me.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, if you lose, if you win, you don't have to get naked. If you lose, you have to get naked. Just down to your knickers, that's all. Just down to your panty.
Down to my depends.
Yeah, exactly. Down to your panty looms.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That's tomorrow night.
All right.
It's going to be crazy tomorrow night. Strip bridge and Social Security checks. Well, not tomorrow morning, not tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, sorry.
Okay, goodbye.
Well, why are you hanging up? Well, I'm not finished. I have more things to tell you.
Okay.
Like, no trying to fool us and wearing, like, clown underwear.
Okay.
So when you do the stripping, you know, you're in a clown suit again. That's not going to be funny. It's not an original idea. Don't do it.
And?
We're moving our bridge game over to the strip club. Do you know where 59th Street is?
No.
Okay, well, you need to look it up. Google it. Google Maps. So over on the strip club, 59th
Street. 59th
Street
where?
The strip club. You know the big strip club. You know where it is.
No, I don't.
They have the big sign with the lights that says girls, girls, girls.
No, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Well, you're going to miss out if you don't show up. Sensei Doug's going to be giving kung fu lessons.
I'll dismiss it then.
Why?
Because
you said
this is fun and games, but I'm not buying into any bit of it. Goodbye.
Well, you're being kind of a dick, Jerry. Wow, what a dick. Okay. You'll notice he called me David right away, so I guess that is David's phone number that I'm spoofing. So, let's see, it's almost 11. I'm going to try and call maybe just one or two more people, and then we're going to call the final boss, and then we're going to be done. Oh, you know what? I should make my phone number Jerry's phone number.
Hello?
Hi, Paula.
Yes.
Hey, it's David from the Bridge Club.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that you've been voted out of the cool people's table, and you have to sit over at the nerd table now.
I did.
Yeah, because, you know, we think you're a nerd.
All right.
Yep. Also, I needed to let you know you can't bring your cellular phone anymore because of cheating.
I don't know who in the hell you are.
Oh, I already told you. I'm David from the Bridge Club. I'm the club director. So when you bring your cellular phone and you bring, you know, cheating notes and stuff, you're not allowed to do that anymore. Oh, she hung up. Let's try her again. Yeah, maybe I should have led with that instead of the other thing. You're a nerd. That was Green Hornet's idea about the cool crowd.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and
phone
number.
And Blankets, Blanket, what? Blankest Blank? It was also his idea. Part of it. So I figure either tomorrow, or maybe the day after tomorrow, I will call some more Bridge Club people. Finish up this list. I'm only up to the G's. So, not even halfway through. Maybe a quarter of the way. As soon as they answer, ask them to take off their pants. We'll see. We'll see if that works out. Uh-oh.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Moment of silence, everyone. Rest in peace, Joan and Merle. Gaska Jolin. You will be missed, Joan and Earl. All right, that's enough. All right, a couple more tries. Just a couple more tries, and I'm quitting. Apparently, they're having a bridge game right now, so a lot of these people might be at the bridge game.
Hello?
Hi, is Carol around?
She's not here.
Is she at the bridge game?
I think so.
Balls. Okay, well, I just needed to ask her a question. This is David from the Bridge Club.
Okay, you want to have her call you back?
Well, maybe I'll
try later.
Yeah, maybe I'll just try later. You don't have to be a smartass.
Okay,
well,
I'll tell you called David.
Okay, tell her I called you a smartass, too. Be like,
why?
Be like, I couldn't believe this guy. He called me a smartass.
Who's that, your friend?
Carol is, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you called.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, honey baby.
Hello?
Hello, Genevieve?
Yes.
It's David from the Bridge Club.
Yes.
I'm your new bridge mate.
Really?
No, not really. That's a lie. I'm just kidding. I bet you were really excited there for a second, though, right?
I was.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was a mean joke.
Who is this?
This is David from the Bridge Club. I just needed to let you know that you're not allowed to bring your cellular telephone anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because...
You have to stay out in the car?
Yeah, leave it in the car, because, you know, we've caught some people cheating, putting answers on their phones and stuff. Can't have that.
Okay.
And we know you've been doing that, so you need to cut it out.
I don't know who you are.
Well, this is David from the Bridge Club. I'm the club owner, the manager.
Which Bridge Club?
The one in Florida.
I'm sorry.
Why are you sorry? Whoa. That was a noise. Okay. Let's see. The show's over. But we're still going to make a very quick attempt at calling the final boss. So you remember I talked to a guy named Jerry, and Jerry knew who I was. You know, he saw the caller ID on his phone, and he picked up, and he's like, "Hey, David." So what we're going to do is we're going to call from Jerry's number. I'm assuming this is David's phone number, so we're going to call David. David is the final boss of today. Here he goes.
Bridge Club, this is Dave.
Hello, Dave. I'm a member of the Bridge Club there, and I just got the weirdest phone call from you. Was that you that just called me?
Gee, I don't know. What was the message?
They said that I couldn't bring my cell phone anymore because they caught me cheating, and they said I wasn't...
Oh, God, no. Who would do that?
Well, they said they were you. They said David, and it sounded like you.
No. Somebody's playing games. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jerry. They said I have to sit at the nerd table now. They said I'm not part of the cult.
Somebody's pulling your leg, man.
Well, it sounded like you. That's all I...
No, it was definitely not me. Absolutely not.
Am I the only person that's called?
So far, yes.
Oh, okay. Well...
Are you new here?
Yeah, well, I don't know, maybe like 3 months now. They said they were going to have a psychic medium there, and they were going to do like a seance and talk.
Oh. Talk to. I have no idea what that is, but that is really weird.
They said we were
and
doing...
And if I hear any more, I'd like to get back to you and give you follow-up on it.
Oh, yeah, just call my number here. They said that they were going to, they were with Royco Construction, they were going to take off my roof while I was at Bridge. And...
You're kidding me.
Yeah, and they said I had to wear a thong, and they said we're doing like strip poker, but it's strip bridge, so we're going to strip down to our panties.
Somebody really is in your
well,
that's terrible.
You seem to think it's really funny, and it sounded just like you.
No, absolutely not. No, I'm not. I would never do anything like that. No, absolutely not.
They told me to bring,
I'm not clever enough.
They told me to bring my Social Security check, and we were going to play for Social Security benefits. Like, everyone's going to put their check in, and you know, if you win, you get to keep all the checks.
I have no idea who's doing that to you. I haven't flagged it.
And also...
You didn't have a return... There was no return number?
Oh, yeah, there was. It was your number. That's why I'm calling this number back.
This number, I'll be darned.
They told me that
you have some really close friends here that would pull your leg.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't joke. I'm a Christian. They told me that if I were to kind of play a game tomorrow at tomorrow's bridge, and like in the last inning of the game,
I need to know your last name.
Okay, listen. In the last inning, I have to throw the game, and they'd give me $800.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck to you.
Hey, do you know Joan and Earl?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I know Joan. I know a Joan.
Are they still around? Because their phone's dead.
I don't know.
Oh, well, rest in peace.
Are you too?
Well, no. I mean, no, not... What? Is that a threat?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, what I'm saying is Joan and Earl, their phone's disconnected, so I think...
I have no idea who that is.
Maybe we should...
I just know one Joan here, but I don't know an Earl.
Maybe we should have a moment of silence for him.
All right, well, we'll do that.
Okay, well...
Let's start now.
Does that mean you're going to hang up? What a smart ass. All right, everyone, that's the end of the live show. It's me, pre-recorded RBCP again. Thank you for listening, everyone. I really hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to add PLA on Facebook.com/PhoneLosers, on Twitter.com/PhoneLosers. Add both of the YouTube channels at YouTube.com/PhoneLosersOfAmerica and YouTube.com/PhoneLosersShows. Support the show at PhoneLosers.org/Cactus or on Patreon. And don't forget to get suckered into a Ponzi scheme at PodcastAwards.com. Thank you, Stalin Without the Charm, for sponsoring today's show. I will see you all next time.
Coming at me like Jiminy Cricket, sitting on my shoulders, whispering all of the right decisions. Except my own desires, so just like a spigot, spouting more sadistic and glorious life revisions. Where have I stumbled while I walk around with blurry vision? I thought I made it home sweet home and back to simple living. But this is not my home, this is a dream, a top secret undercover independent hip-hop mission. Bringing it back to life, zombie status revived, and now it's brought right out of remission. Stop assuming that the world is blowing out some kisses. I'm pleased to announce and pursue vastly spoken words. Themes and new acquired wishes. Doing the dirty work and all the nasty dishes. As I'm watching others fattening up the riches in their made of little niches. The time is now for me to add my own stitches. Hoping to make a check for the kids and misses. To me,
I'm only 27, but for most other my life goals will just simply seem dismissive. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head. Without even telling me what to do, that little glare has me realizing which path to choose. Letting my heart get the best of me, guiding me through and through. Getting closer on this roller coaster called truth. Breaking up the hesitant right before my eyes into a million shards. Don't let anyone control your life, just live it large and deal your own cards. I found that the secret to be successful and to get far, never stop achieving and always take charge. Cause if it were easy, every other person on the planet would be reaching up to strip the space of all the stars. It's been so hard throughout my life to get a handle on these little gremlins lighting candles in my ears. Growing up, I always feared the mortal crossroads that I knew I would traverse in later years. To me, a perfect game plan. It seems so bland, so take the choice away, and I'll say cheers, man. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head. Since you're up there, let's talk philosophy and banter and tantrums, riddling brain matter, staggering along with the constant 50-50 clatter, as if Sorin himself was right here to answer and throw us out a bone for our teeth to chatter on alone, disgusted with how far I have not grown. And there is no one else to own up to the path that I have sown. No whisperings of my future were ever known. My perspective's gnarled now, and I see my covers blown. Hide the reason, hide my phone, for the stories of my youth, they make me proud. So I will shout it loud, hoping with some doubt to get a handle on this constant mental bout. Time to grow up for myself and be a better person. Try to anamorph into the Chris Large that no one's ever heard of. Just be yourself, man. Yep. And drop the act, man. Where has everyone's conscience gone to? No matter how I choose to view it, it's voodoo causing gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da, gremlins in my head. Gremlins. Choose my own path until my body's dead. Keep my heart like solid gold as I sink into my bed with gremlins in my head. Do-da-da, do-da-da-da, gremlins in my head.